The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. Are you using all the talents and gifts God has given you to the best of your ability to spread God's kingdom here on earth? And if not, what holds you back? For the love of the God who created you, each of us is called to serve God's will by using the gifts and talents that He's given us. So how are you using them? Are you digging, or have you dug a hole with a shovel? Have you buried the gifts God has given you? Or are you using them to the best of your ability? Or do you need to dig to unbury those gifts so you can use them? Remember, our time is limited. The parable presented by Jesus today should be familiar to us, to where a man informed his three servants that he was going on a journey. And before the journey, the man gave a different number of talents to each of the servants to be the steward of them, or in other words, take care of what the owner had entrusted to them. You may think of the talents as resources, such as time, skills, knowledge, or other gifts. The talents were given out in a quantity according to each servant's individual ability, so no one would be overwhelmed. And the only way they could fail is if they were either lazy or they just despised the owner for some reason or another. The owner's gifting was done with the expectation each would be a good and wise steward of the resources the owner had given to them. To one he gave 5 talents, we heard that, 1 2 and 1 1. Upon the owner's return, which may be likened to Christ's second coming, the first 2 servants are well received and rewarded as being good stewards and are given more talents and resources to manage. These servants may be likened to those faithful servants of Christ who invest their time, talent, and treasure to spread the kingdom of Christ on earth. Remind you of anyone? These are the people who diligently prepare for Christ's coming by loving God and their neighbor, evangelizing, and performing good works. They continually use and cultivate to get better at using their talents to show others the way to Christ. In the case of the lone servant who dug a hole in the ground and buried his talent, woe to him, since he did not provide good stewardship. He was self-centered, thinking only of himself, to protect himself from the owner. And for him, his time was up. There was no growth or development of the resources he'd been given, and for this he's punished severely. Do we make excuses when God calls us to do something? Recall that we don't own anything in this life. Our time, our abilities, they're all owned by God. We're just His caretakers. We are expected to diligently use our time, talent, and treasure to serve God. So, like the first 2 servants, we will be rewarded when the owner returns. At the end of this earthly life and at the end of time. As our families gather for Thanksgiving this week, take some time to pray and reflect on what you think are your gifts and talents that can best be used to spread God's kingdom. Maybe make an inventory of them. Invite your family members and others you share time with to say what they think your gifts are, as well as their own. Be sure to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and your friends to help you make this inventory, to give your talents and gifts freely. Encourage those around you to make their own list. You might want to start with some questions. Here's a few I thought of. Am I a good writer, a photographer, a musician, or a speaker? Am I good at cooking, carpentry, crafts, maybe other mechanical things? What do others see as my most valuable talent or trait? Being patient, understanding, having sound knowledge of things? Am I good with computers or databases? Am I good at helping others in need, either with my counsel or with giving of material things? Do I enjoy visiting the sick and the elderly? Am I good at organizing events that bring God's people together? Can I talk about my faith with conviction to others that have lost their own faith? And can I offer to pray with them? Next, think about where you can use your gifts. And for a good place to start, visit our own St. Joe and St. Vincent de Paul website under the tab Parish Life tab. And you'll see many, many ministries where we need more people who want to be involved and participate in these wonderful ministries. For those visiting you from out of town, like this next week and maybe over the holidays, ask them to visit their own church's websites. It's a means for them to open a door to what God's calling them to do. Don't be like the third servant, who was not a good steward of what God had given him. And unfortunately for him, his time ran out when the owner returned from his journey. Be like the first two servants. For one final thought, as we begin to end the current liturgical year here in the next week and a half and begin Advent, as we meet with others, some who may be Catholic and others who will not be, remember, we are all on a journey to the divine, and each person's path is their own. We may be able to help them, but it's their journey, not ours. Here's what I mean. In the book Beautiful Eucharist, which is the one in our current book study, there's a short article by a lady named Lisa Hendy, who is also the founder of a blog called Catholic Mom, where she relates how judgmental she was toward her non-Catholic husband, especially in the early years of their marriage. It was only through realizing she needed to stop judging Greg, her husband, and prioritize her own journey toward God that she was able to accept that Greg's journey, and at that time, that of their sons, their wives, and their grandchildren, were uniquely their own, not hers, to guide, control, or even dictate. She says she will always pray for them, but she notes their path to the divine is their own to travel. The gist of this story is that if you are like me or many others, often we find ourselves thinking we need to work hard to convince a loved one or maybe someone we work with that they have to start doing this or that to be a good Christian. Fact is, like Lisa Hendy says, we just need to prioritize our own journeys and let others know we will pray for them and that their journey is theirs and not ours, and they control their own path. This was perfect. You dig?
everything today.